Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
And we welcome you into the Berg Builders Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you for the first few minutes of this halftime from the studio, as the Mountain Home is leading Little Rock Catholic in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A state playoffs by a score of 21-7. The winner of this game is going to go on to play either Greenwood or El Dorado. Looks like most likely it's going to be Greenwood. At the last update we had, Bulldogs were up on the Wildcats 34-0 in the second quarter. Also in Class 6A tonight, Shiloh Christian has a 30-7 lead on Van Buren in the second quarter. Have not seen an update on the game between Benton and Lake Hamilton this evening. Let's get down to a Class 3A because we have an area team playing there. Last score we had, Salem was up on Prescott by a score of 8-3. I know the Greyhounds would like to get revenge on the Curly Wolves to advance to the next round. These two teams met very early in the season, actually on a neutral side at Hendricks College in Conway. Salem lost that game to Prescott by a score of 31-22. Now the winner of this game is going to be playing either Rivercrest or Horizon next week. Right now, Rivercrest is up 16-6 in the second quarter. Also in Class 3A, it is Bismarck up leading Atkins 21-7 in the second quarter. Osceola is up on Charleston 34-7 in the second period. Fordyce leading Jesseville 14-8 in the third quarter. Boonville playing at home tonight against Mayflower, and it is the Bearcats leading the Eagles 21-13 in the second quarter. Glen Rose is Dumas is up on Glen Rose 14-13 in the third quarter. Mansfield is hosting Newport tonight. It is Mansfield leading the Greyhounds 14-8 in the second quarter. Going back up to Class 7A, Bryant is up on Cabot. They were up on Cabot 17-0 in the first quarter. Fayetteville leading Pulaski Academy 17-11 in the second quarter. Bentonville leading Bentonville West 20-14 in the second quarter. And it is Rogers on top of Conway 21-14 in the second quarter. Going down to Class 5A, it is Valley View and Morrilton playing this evening. Let's see if we've got an update we do on that game. Second quarter, the Blazers and Devil Dogs are knotted up at 21. Winner of that game will play, it looks like, most likely be playing Little Rock Parkview. The Patriots are up on Maumelle 41-0 in the second quarter. Joe T. Robinson and Hot Springs Lakeside knotted up at 7 apiece in the second quarter. Looks like probably just about the best game, one of the best games in Class 5A, living up to the hype, especially on defense. And then Farmington and Camden Fairview knotted up at 14-14 in the second quarter. Going to Class 4A, it is Darnell hosting Prairie Grove this evening. Let's see if we've got an update on that game. At the moment, we do not. It also tonight, Arkadelphia at home against Gentry. And I don't believe we've seen an update on that game as of yet either. Southside Batesville is tied with Heber Springs at 21 in the second quarter. Hamburg playing at Monticello this evening. And that game is tied at 7 in the third quarter. In addition, Mills playing at home tonight and leading Clinton 14-10 in the second quarter down in Little Rock. Winner of that game looks like it's going to be most likely be playing Warren. The Lumberjacks are up on Pocahontas 35-0 in the second quarter. Elkins leading Mena 14-10 in the second quarter. And it is Malvern on top of Highland 20-0 in the second quarter. Going down to Class 2A, Mount Ida and Murfreesboro playing at this evening. It is Mount Ida up 29-8 in the third quarter. East Poinsett County leads Bigelow 24-0 in the third quarter. Desark is on top of Conway Christian, or they were 22-14 last score we had from the first quarter. And Carlisle, or Junction City, leading Carlisle 30-7 in the second quarter. Tonight is also the semifinals of the eight-man state playoffs. Have not seen an update on either of those games, but it is Cedar Ridge playing at Strong tonight, and Midland is hosting Brinkley in Pleasant Plains. Let's look at what else is going on in the state. We're going to take another break, get you back to Brad Tobias at Barkley in just a moment. Our score as we continue along on the Berg Builders Halftime Show. Mountain Home leading Little Rock Catholic 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
And we're back here at War Memorial Stadium. Bombers leading 21-7 at half. Great first half of Mountain Home over the Catholic Rockets. Catholic set to receive the second half. Barkley, what kind of stats you got for us?
So first half stats, total team stats on offense, 298 total yards. 113 of those come through the air. Brantley was 11 for 17, had that passing touchdown. That fingertip grab. And then running the ball, you got 35 rushes for 185 yards. 94 of those have come from Chenoweth on 21 attempts. He also has two TDs. And then Dunlap, he's got another 47 yards on 5 attempts. One of the big telling things for me thus far is Mountain Home has kind of hit their game time total for penalties at 5. Catholics only got 3. And then defensively, it has just been stifling. Defense has held Catholic, by my tally, to around 25 yards of total offense on 5 possessions. That seven points they got on the board come from a pick six off Brantley down here around the 25, 28-yard line. So the defense has really been handling their business tonight.
Yeah, defense have been the star of the game. Tonight's halftime brought to you by Berg Builders and Design. Berg Builders specialize in creating personalized design spaces that fit your family's needs. Every detail is crafted with care. Guys, they don't just sponsor. They are a part of it. They've texted in already on the text line saying they're watching from Louisiana. Jason and Ashley are big Bomber fans. Love them and that their support for Bomber football. Tobias, what have you seen that first half?
You know, I was really impressed with the defense. I mean, hands down. I think, you know, having Brantley back in there, quarterback, is definitely opened up some things. Definitely opened up some running lanes as well. So I was very, very pleased with the offensive. You know, just the performance right there, guys. I mean, you come down, you never know how the guys are going to perform, especially on a stage at War Memorial. But I think you got to be proud of the effort thus far.
Yeah, I got to love what we've seen. Mount Home has come out and just handled business. It's been just a business trip down here to the state capitol, right? We had our tuxedos on earlier, yep. And you know, we were out talking with the guys from Catholic, and they're like, man, y'all are just manhandling this. You're just whipping us, and we don't really know what we can do about it, to be honest with you. They were confused as we were on the loss of downs. We all agreed that we thought it was a legal lineman downfield was the call. Should not have been a loss of downs. We were all like, well, we don't know what happened there, but
well,
it is what it is.
That's what the Catholic boys said. The injury bug bit them. It's gotten them. One of their leading tacklers, he's still statistically their leading tackler. He's been out four games. They're missing their big center, you know, that went down. He had an apparent knee injury. So the injury bug got them late. When you get into playoffs, those injuries and injuries to key guys on your roster, they can really dictate a game, especially when the competition increases like we're seeing tonight.
So we got about two minutes and 51 seconds left here in this half as Mountain Home makes their way out of the tunnel. Guys, this second half is going to be about adjustments, right? What kind of adjustments? And honestly, it's going to be, I would think, more on the Catholic side of things. What kind of adjustments are they going to make on the offensive side since they have been unable to move the ball?
If you're a quarterback England here, guys, how are you not in the locker room right now saying, y'all have to give me some time?
Yeah.
I mean, our defense has done such a good job. He's got no time to throw back there. And, you know, so if there's any hope, that's what they're going to have to adjust to. They're going to have to figure out how to stop this impressive Bomber defense. But for the Bombers, as far as adjustments go, I mean, what do you tweak? I mean, you don't want to over-tweak, but there are obviously some opportunities there on offense, a few mistakes. But, I mean, what do you tweak?
I mean, you know, you got to see Brantley throw the ball. You got to see Chenoweth. Honestly, guys, that drive where Dunlap came in and gave you some running up the middle, that – to me, that gave Catholic some fits. You know, we were just chunk plays at a time, 7, 8, 7, 8, just boom, 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 10, 12. I think you might see that a little bit here as an adjustment for the Bombers as both teams now have made their way on the field. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Berg Builders. Berg Builders, no more running between contractors and designs. Berg Builders and Designs, everything you need under one roof. You'll receive personalized attention from the beginning to the end. Guys, I've seen that he built an awesome house down 201 South. The brick on it's awesome. Looked great. Does a great job, Jason does with them and their family. Once again, big-time Bomber supporters, not just here for the sponsorship or whatever they support. They're watching the game. Also, hit us up on the Hopper Termite and Pest Control text line. Text line brought to you by Hopper Termite and Pest Control. They have locations in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville. 870-321-6839. We got our favorite Little Debbie's tonight.
Yeah, you know which one hasn't been mentioned tonight?
What's that?
Those Hostess ones that got like the pie filling or the chocolate filling. They're almost like a fried pie, but you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Tobias, help me out. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about the apple?
Yeah, like
yeah,
the apple
somebody
filling.
Mentioned those on the Hostess apple fruit pies.
Yeah, the fruit pies. Yeah, those things are on top shelf.
Yeah, somebody on the YouTube chat, they chatted in with that one. You know, the other thing is, what is the one that's like a little mini cinnamon roll?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like little spin big, wheels?
Yeah,
what are they called?
Con wheels.
Yeah.
I did get one of those on the text line. Con wheels. Hit us up, guys. Stay interactive with us in the second half. We're about to get this thing started. Mountain Home will be kicking the ball off to Catholic. We're going to take one more short break. When we come back, we got Bomber, second half of Bombers versus Little Rock Catholic. You've been listening to the Berg Builders Halftime Report. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.